We're continuing in our week of Rav Belsky. So Rav Belsky has a tshuva. Many of his tshuvas are very critical in the world of kashrus, as we mentioned yesterday. So he has a fascinating tshuva about bishul akum when it comes to potato chips. That is, potato chips are a problem of bishul akum since they fry the potato chips in, you know, deep fried in oil. So does that create that would be called bishul, would not be called afia. So would that be a problem of bishul akum? So in the Shaila, he points out, this is in Simon Chav Hei, in Shulchan Alevi, he points out that if you look in the Igros Moshe, Yerodei Chelek Dalet, Simon Mem Ches, Siv Katan Hei, it sounds like Rav Moshe holds that it's a problem. And in fact, Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva over there, Bidvar potato chips, v'im yeshbu iser bishul akum. When it comes to the matter of bishul akum, he says, if you know that it's done in kosher oil and the ingredients are totally kosher, and you know that through hashkacha, that's yirei shemayim, so you could be somech that mashkiach also took care of the bishul akum issues. That's what Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, which means that you can be somech that the mashkiach turned on the fire, but the mashkiach needs to turn on the fire. But if he wasn't concerned about the bishul akum issues, Rav Moshe writes, ein bazeh heter barur. I don't know of any clear heter for such a thing. We shouldn't make a macha on those who are mekel, because it's only happening in a factory, and it's the kind of cooking you can't do in your kitchen anyway. But I don't know of a very clear-cut heter. And the Shaul says that it's Yadua, word on the street is, that they asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky about this, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also says that any time that a certain item has bimino, that's Ola al Shulchan Malachim, potatoes are something that can be prepared in a way that would be Ola al Shulchan Malachim, that could be eaten at a king's table, so it should be subject to bishul akum, even if it happens to be sliced very thin and deep fried in a way that it makes potato chips, which would not be Ola al Shulchan Malachim. The halach of Ola al Shulchan Malachim, I should have mentioned, the Yardeya, Sim Kovid Beis, and Sim Kovid Gimel, talks about the Yisra of bishul akum. The halacha is that anything that would not be eaten at a king's table is not subject to bishul akum. If it's something that's such a lowly type of food that they wouldn't serve at a king's table, it's not subject to bishul akum. So that's really what the question of potato chips revolves around. Is it something that's too low to be served at a king's table? So first thing Rav Belsky does is he says, let's deal with Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov, because two of the Gedolei Hador, the previous generation, were certainly not capable, says Rav Belsky, of questioning them and going against them and, you know, saying that we're gonna overrule their psak halacha. But he says one has to analyze carefully. Were these really piskei halacha? Rav Moshe, in the majority of his tshuvas, has a very clear explanation of exactly what he's talking about. He weighs both of the issues, both sides, and he really shows you a presentation of the halacha. But then every once in a while, they would publish like little marginal notes that Rav Moshe would make in the side of a letter somewhere, just because he wrote a couple of words. And we don't really know the context, and we don't really know the logic, and we don't really know exactly what he was asked. And he said, you can't give those tshuvas the same weight and the same attention that you would give a real tshuva of Rav Moshe. So he says, this is some letter that was written 40 years ago where he happened to scribble in the side this little note. He says, we can't rely on such a tshuva the same way we would rely on a regular tshuva. And he says, and we know who the person who asked the shaila was, and we spoke to him, and he doesn't even remember what the shaila was. He knows that he got the letter from Moshe, doesn't even remember what his shaila was. And the same when it comes to Rabbi Yaakov. He says, we have this shmua from Rabbi Yaakov. He says, everyone knows that fried potatoes are not olal shulchan malachim in any way, whether you cut them in small pieces or big pieces. If you fry them, they're not olal shulchan malachim. So what was Rabbi Yaakov saying? Big pieces, small pieces. So it must be that the guy who asked the shaila to Rabbi Yaakov said that, here, the metzius is that roasted and fried potatoes are all olal shulchan malachim. And Rabbi Yaakov said, if that's the case, then there should be no distinction between roasted and fried potatoes, big and small, whatever. But that was all based on the metzius that he was presented with. He says, heich namis al gon olam sheyapikech yoser mikol b'nei doro. He says, I'd rather assume that we don't know exactly what the shaila was than to assume that the wisest man of his generation, Rabbi Yaakov was known to be exceptionally wise, would say things that are completely halachically untenable, that are indefensible halachic positions. So he says, let's really look at the issue of olal shulchan malachim when it comes to potato chips. First of all, he says, there's a famous chakira. The chakira is, how do we determine a type of food, whether it's olal shulchan malachim or not? Do we look at the specific food as it's being made, or do we look at the whole min that potatoes are sometimes all shulchan malachim, some melo, all potatoes, however you prepare them, are all shulchan malachim? Or do you say no? Potatoes made as chips are not all shulchan malachim, but potatoes made as, you know, roasted potatoes are all shulchan malachim. Which way do you look at it? He says, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds very clear that the Shulchan Aruch seems to assume that you look at the way it's prepared. You look at each item the way it's prepared, and you don't just say that there's a whole category. He says, oh, but everyone will tell you, but there is a significant day in Poskim, the Issur V'Heter they quote, and the Aruch HaShulchan that they quote, that says that once the food can be prepared in a way that's all shulchan malachim, mimela, no matter how you prepare it, it's always considered to be all shulchan malachim. He says, let's take a careful look at whether the Issur V'Heter and Aruch HaShulchan actually say that. What does it actually say? The Raman Yardeh Sim Kufyat, the Issur V'Heter comes up in two places. First of all, the Raman Yardeh Kufyat Beis Sif Aleph talks about rice bread and says that rice bread is subject to Bishal Akum in a place that it's Olal Shulchan Malachim, and the Issur V'Heter holds that it's considered Olal that it's Asmishum Bishal Akum no matter what the place is, whether it's Olal Shulchan Malachim in that location or not, since it's possible to cook it in a way that it's Olal Shulchan Malachim. As long as it's possible to cook it in that way, whether you actually cooked it in that way, it's going to be us, or it's going to be considered Olal Shulchan Malachim. And the Shach over there in Sifkarnei says, yeah, but we don't hold like this Issur V'Heter. That's the Issur V'Heter. Then the other place the Issur V'Heter appears is the Shach in Simen Mem Gimel Sifkatan Beis quotes, sorry, the Shach in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Sifkatan Beis quotes from the Issur V'Heter in Simen Mem Gimel Sifkatan Beis about Kurkavanu B'nei Me'ayim, different parts of a chicken that are not normally eaten, where the Gemara says about people that the people who eat these parts of the animal are lav bar inish, they're subhuman. This is not human food. It's something that would normally not get eaten, but still, says Yisur V'Heter, it's subject to Bishal Akum. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this, and the Aruch HaShulchan adds, kol min basar asru. You know why it's asru? You know why it's called Olal Shulchan Malachim? Because it's meat. And any meat is automatically considered Olal Shulchan Malachim. So what does it sound like he's saying? Why is it Olal Shulchan Malachim? Because since there's such a thing as meat that is Olal Shulchan Malachim, memela, all meat is Olal Shulchan Malachim. Same as with the rice bread. Since there's such a thing, there's a way to prepare rice, prepare rice. That's Olal Shulchan Malachim. So memela, all rice bread is going to be considered Olal Shulchan Malachim. That's how they quote the Issur V'Heter and the Aruch HaShulchan. And if that's the case, we have a problem with potato chips. Because there's a way to prepare potatoes that's all shulchan malachim, v'meila all potatoes are all shulchan malachim. Rabelsky says, I've got five problems with this. If this is the correct pshat in the Issur V'Heter, I've got five problems. Problem number one is that the Shach, when it came to the rice bread, said we don't pass like the Issur V'Heter. Yet when it came to the Korkavan and Bnei Me'ayim, the Shach quotes the Issur V'Heter and says we do pass like the Issur V'Heter. If both of those halachas are the same, they're both based on the fact that we just say, oh, if there's any way to make it to Olal Shulchan Malachim, then no matter how you prepare it to Olal Shulchan Malachim, well then the Shach should be consistent. Problem number two is, what does this mean that we? Why would the fact that we look at some meat and we say, oh, since some meat is Olal Shulchan Malachim, so all meat, even the really low grade meat, the Korkavan B'nei Me'ayim, should be Olal Shulchan Malachim? What does that have to do with potato chips, really? Potato chips is not that since some fruits are Olal Shulchan Malachim, other fruits are also Olal Shulchan Malachim. No. Potato chips is, we take this fruit itself, this vegetable itself, the potato, and we say, if there's a way to make this potato, you know, by preparing it in a certain way, Olal Shulchan Malachim, so we're discussing, does making it other ways also turn it into Olal Shulchan Malachim? That's very different than saying that if prime rib is Olal Shulchan Malachim, then Memela Korkavan Ibn Me'ayim is Olal Shulchan Malachim. Those are two different things. Those aren't preparing the same thing in different ways. Those are two totally different things. How can you even make that comparison? They're two totally different issues. 30 says, if the Issur V'Heter means that you could make rice bread in a way that it's Olal Shulchan Malachim, and that turns all rice into Olal Shulchan Malachim, why does he have to say, because it's Efshar Levashlo V'Lasos Mimenu Parparos? The Issur V'Heter adds, you could always cook it and make a side dish out of it, and make an appetizer out of it. What does that have to do with anything? The point is, it's possible to prepare in a way that's Olal Shulchan Malachim. What does appetizers have to do with anything? Fourth problem, he says, how can we learn the din of baking from the din of cooking? That pas orez is baked. The Yisra Veheter wants to ask it because there is a way to cook it as well. That there's a way to cook rice as well. How can you compare baking to cooking? And he says the fifth and biggest problem I have with this understanding is Heich nidon al ezem min besibas uvda muzara echad mine ela. He says, think about what we're doing over here. If there's some way to prepare the food in a way that's all shulchan malachim, then the other 99% of the ways to prepare it, which is not all shulchan malachim, are now automatically all shulchan malachim. He says, that's crazy. Why would you say? Because there's one strange way to make it, that you could doctor it up enough, that you could pass it on to a king's table, that all of a sudden everything's going to be considered all shulchan malachim. He says, that's insane. So, says Rav Belsky, who am I to argue on this Yisra Veheter and the Aruch HaShulchan? He says, I'm no one to argue on the Yisra Veheter and Aruch HaShulchan, but I will argue that all those who quote the Yisra Veheter and Aruch HaShulchan the way we just said it are wrong. They didn't look at the Yisra Veheter, nor did they look carefully at the Aruch HaShulchan. And this is Rav Belsky in general, when you start reading through his tshuvas, in general what you see from his tshuvas is he has very little patience for people who, I heard this way, I think that way, maybe, yeah. You have to know. It's not I heard. You have to see it. You have to study it. You have to know it thoroughly. You have to really look at it very carefully. He says all these people that are quoting from the Yisra Veheter and the Aruch HaShulchan, Va'atos no vas me'akorim ha-shitchim sholotor chuluftoch sifrei mekor. These are people who just read a kitzur book somewhere and didn't look in the source. V'shakol yidiyoseyem novos mimash etzitetu acherim b'shmam. Everything they're quoting is just they heard other people quote. He said, if you look in the Yisra Veheter, what the Yisra Veheter is really discussing is, do we define Olal Shulchan Malachim by what served as a main course at a king's table? Or do we define it by even what would be served as an appetizer, a parperes, at a king's table? And the Aruch HaShulchan, the Yisra Veheter comes to the conclusion that even if it's just made as an appetizer, that's also called Olal Shulchan Malachim. And that's what Korkavan and B'nai Mayim are called Olal Shulchan Malachim, since you could eat it as an appetizer. He's not talking about the min, that once you say, oh, some meat is aser, so mela, all meat is aser. No. When the Achronim quote the Yisra Veheter and they say, min basar echad, what they mean to say is, that even though Korkavan and B'nai Me'ayim are considered Ola Shulchan Malachim because they're used as appetizers, so it turns out, therefore, that all meat is Ola Shulchan Malachim, because even this low-grade meat can be prepared as a proper appetizer. It's not because prime rib is Olal Shulchan Malachim, Mela, Korkavan and B'nai Me'ayim are Olal Shulchan Malachim. No, there would be no such connection. Korkavan and B'nai Me'ayim, if Korkavan and B'nai Me'ayim themselves would not be Olal Shulchan Malachim, then that's it. It would be mutter. No, Korkavan and B'nai Me'ayim are Olal Shulchan Malachim for paperas, as an appetizer. Mimela, if even the lowest grade meat is Olal Shulchan Malachim, so Kal V'chomer, every other meat is going to be Olal Shulchan Malachim. That's what they mean by min basar echad. When it comes to pas orez, he's saying that the rice bread itself can be used as an appetizer. What the Aruch HaShulchan is adding is not saying that we just follow the min. If you look carefully at the Aruch HaShulchan pretty much says the opposite, and he pretty much says the opposite when it comes to potatoes itself. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Yud Ches writes that tapuchei adama, potatoes, he says, Zu mikri ein olin al shulchan malachim. Potatoes are not ol al shulchan malachim. V'im bi shala akum osam rak b'mayim belvado of osam mutul Yisrael yachlam. And if a guy cooks it, you're allowed to eat it. Because everyone knows that potatoes are the most basic food. A poorest person alive will eat potatoes. That's a poor person's meal. What about the fact that leprakim, you're going to have gedolim eat it as well, that important people eat it sometimes as well? He says, Zem mipnei godel ribuyam velo mipnei shu machal chashuv. The Aruch HaShulchan says that's because they're so commonly found, not because they're such a chashuv amaychal. So they themselves, potatoes are not all shulchan. What do you see from the Aruch HaShulchan? He says, I will acknowledge, there's a way to prepare potatoes that you will find it at a king's table. But it's still not all al shulchan malachim. Because 99% of the time when people are eating potatoes, it's not all al shulchan malachim. So the Aruch HaShulchan specifically says, even though there's a way to prepare it where it will be all al shulchan malachim, that doesn't mean that no matter how you prepare it, it's all al shulchan malachim. When you prepare it in the normal way, it's not all al shulchan malachim. So, when you have meat, which is itself a chashuva food, so all meat, for the most part, is all al shulchan malachim, so the korgum and b'nei mayim are less chashuv, but they can be prepared in a way that would be eaten as a parperis. So then that's also going to be olshulchan aruch when it comes to potatoes. But atzmuso, potatoes are very not chashuv. So it's not all shulchan lachem. Aye, it's possible to prepare them in such a way that they are all shulchan lachem. That's not going to change the whole min. That's not going to say that, you know, just because you can make roasted potatoes that are delicious and will be served at a king's banquet, doesn't mean that all potatoes and potato chips are now all of a sudden all shulchan lachem. So he says, so what's the metzias? Is it or is it not all shulchan lachem? Is man hazeh? So he says, the metzias is fried potatoes are not all shulchan lachem. That's the metzias. It's just never all shulchan lachem is man hazeh. Mele potato chips are fine. Then he moves on and say, okay, what about Pringles? Are Pringles the same as potato chips? So he says, you have to know a little history. The way Pringles are made is that they first cook the potatoes, and then they dehydrate the potatoes, and they make like a potato starch out of it, like a potato dust out of it. And from that, they make the Pringles. They reshape them. No potato is shaped the way a Pringle is shaped. They cook the potatoes, they dehydrate them, and then they shape them and make them good. So he says, it used to be that they would do it in such a way where it needed to be cooked again a second time before it was edible. After it was turned to a potato starch, it needed to be cooked again in order to make a Pringle. And Rav Eliyashiv therefore paskened at the time that he could be somech on the Beis Yosef and Tshuvas Afkar Srochel Simon Lamed, that even if the initial bishul was done by a guy, but the second bishul, which is also necessary to make it edible, was done by a Jew, that's good enough, and that's going to be bishul Yisrael. But he says nowadays it doesn't require that second bishul. They figured out a way to dehydrate it in a way that it doesn't require the second bishul. So nowadays, what's the heter with Pringles? He says nowadays we need to come up with another heter, and he says I can think of four snifim lahakel when it comes to Pringles. First of all, the initial bishul is done with steaming. Steaming maybe doesn't count as bishul. It's not a normal bishul. Second, he says, the bishul is not really completed at the cooking stage. The dehydrating stage really finishes off the bishul. Dehydrating, at worst, has a status of ishun, of smoking, and smoking something is not called bishul for bishul akum. 30 says, Rav Moshe held that any food that would not be practical or possible to make in a regular kitchen is not subject to bishul akum. If it needs to be made in a factory, we don't have steamers and dehydrators and things like that. We couldn't make a Pringle in our kitchen. So that would not be subject to bishul akum because there's no concern of chasnus when it can't be made in a private home. Fourth, Rav Eliyashiv was suggested as a possibility that anything that at the time that it's cooked is not yet edible, would not yet be olal shulchan lachim because it has no tam v'reach whatsoever until you doctor it up. Then at the time of the bishul, it's a zero, then it would not be subject to bishul akum. Pringles, what's the time of the bishul? When they cook it to the point where they then dehydrate, it's nothing, it has no tam, it has nothing. It's only later that they then doctor it up and shape it and roast it or whatever and they turn it into a delicious Pringle. So maybe that's a fourth reason to assume that it would not be olal shulchan lachem. So at the end of the day, Rebelsky says, you have to really learn the svarim that they quote really well. You can't just rely on secondhand information. Potato chips are not olal shulchan lachem. Pringles are not olal shulchan lachem. Are not going to be a problem of bishul akum. So none of these things are a problem of bishul akum.